Hey, good afternoon. You all are listening to Verum Sports, and regular listeners of Verum Sports will know we love the Hertfordshire Cheetahs. It was an honour and a privilege to get padded up and clatter around with them recently. Great video. It's still all over our social media. And they were, of course, champions last year, building up ready for their season to roar into life. This very Sunday, we have one of their star offensive linemen, one of the all-round good guys here in St Albans and beyond. It's Luke Clark. Welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
Yes, good. Thank you, Tony.
Well, I've got to say, first and foremost, so much to unpack, but thanks ever so much again for having me down with you guys, clunking around and going through my pace. It was great to really get into the nitty-gritty and see all the hard work that you put in during the off-season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long off-season. We've been back since November time, and we've put in a lot of time getting the skills right, getting to know the playbook. And hopefully this weekend it comes to fruition.
I bet, chomping at the bit, and we're going to follow you every snap of the way. But just before we do that, can't not have one of the Cheetahs on the line without chatting NFL. I know it's the off-season, but goodness me, the thrill, the theatre, the pantomime, if you might, of the NFL, it doesn't ever end, does it? So much I want to talk about, obviously, building to draft, but for me, two killer stories. First and foremost, goodbye, God bless, so long, and all the best to one of the all-time bests, Rob Gronkowski. We could have a show chatting about him. Just briefly, your condensed opinion on one of the all-time great tight ends.
He obviously one of the best tight ends of all time in the Super Bowl era for the Patriots. It's a shame he's gone. But I think he was getting to the stage where injuries were starting to take their toll on him. And, you know, he was with one of the best quarterbacks in Tom Brady in the NFL. And when you've got Tom Brady and, you know, you're running around and you're a massive tight end who can run really quickly and jump and almost catch anything that's thrown to you, you're going to be a fantastic player. And he is one of the all-time greats. So the only comparison to him is Tony Gonzalez. Definite first ballot Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. And I think the Patriots will have a large hole to fill, but it's the Patriots, and the Patriots will always find a way of doing it. They always have done, always will do. And you know, this year winning the Super Bowl is just again another example of that.
It just illustrates what they do, and I just if somebody could figure out the formula, then obviously, you know, we'd all be multimillionaires, I think, but they've just got it down. It's astonishing. Other story pertaining also to you guys, because I know you talked about all the hard work that's been going into learning the playbooks in the off-season and just getting together. I know one of the hardest working men in the Cheetahs infrastructure is, of course, Will Sparks, the O coordinator. And I know he's a Brown. He must be a sneaky, confident Brown for once upon a time with that big acquisition. We're talking, of course, Odell Beckham Jr. goes to the Browns.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a massive story. Now, Odell Beckham Jr., known for the catch, and he's a phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal player with fantastic catching ability, and he's going to add a different dimension to the offense. He's been reunited with Jarvis Landry, and who are both of LSU. And it's going to be an interesting season for the Browns. And, you know, their offense seems to be building and building and building. They're in a tough division with defenses that seem to prove their worth every year with the Steelers and the Ravens. Not so much my beloved Bengals anymore. But you know, I think they could shock a few people this year. They shocked a few people last year. I think they've got the potential to do it again this year. We'll just have to see how the offense clicks, how the two receivers work with each other as they have done in the past, and see if that offense can get clicking and fire on all cylinders. The defense is the problem at the moment for them. They have had a few acquisitions on defense, but we'll have to wait and see if the defense can keep up with the offense.
It's going to be exciting. I'm already pumped, and I'm delighted that the Cheetahs are going to fill the vacuum of NFL in my life very soon. And, of course, we'll follow you every snap of the way. Before we build up to the big one, returning as you are on Sunday, I just want to talk to you about the draft real quick. For people maybe not au fait with the NFL and American sport generally, it's one of the weird kind of paradoxes I find in sport and in life, where if you think America, you think Trump and capitalism and this, that and the other, but I love the draft because it levels the playing field. The team finishing statistically worse gets the choice of the collegiate youth, the next generation. There's lots of machinations within that. You can trade. You know, it's they call it the war room, and it literally is. But Luke, again, people maybe not au fait with this system. Just explain it and all its intricacies, and I guess maybe a few names to conjure with in the draft coming up literally in 2 weeks' time.
Yep, so the draft is where the best college players get picked to play in the NFL. And as you say, it's the worst team statistically that get the first pick, and it goes backwards from there through the different teams. So the best team will have the last pick in the first round, and then it sort of goes backwards again and through the second round, and then there's a few different changes in the third round. And teams can trade up to get their picks, so they can trade for other picks in the draft, or they can trade their players for some other picks.
I love Mr. Anonymous as well, the last person picked in the draft, round seven. But you know, it's all fun.
Yeah, normally it's a kicker or a punter, which is always a shame. But
they're humans too.
Sorry,
they're humans too.
They are. Our special teams coordinator wouldn't let me say a bad word about kickers and punters. But this year there's a few people. I'll be interested to see how Nick Bosa does. He's Joey Bosa's brother. Everyone's predicting him to be the first pick in the draft. And that's an interesting proposition considering he was out for most of last season. But he looks to be just a pure athlete. And NFL teams, if they get an athlete in, can do wondrous things with them. And obviously the big story is Kyler Murray, quarterback. From Oklahoma, so he's a big time quarterback. Knows how to win games. It's going to be interesting to see if anyone picks him up in the top 10. I suspect he will go in the top 10 to a quarterback needy team. But it's going to be interesting to see. There's lots of quarterbacks in the NFL now that have been floating around for a while. You've got the likes of Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's now in Miami. So it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. But wherever he ends up, I'm sure he'll do great things for that team. He's a quarterback known to win, and chose the NFL over baseball in the end.
And from your perspective as a Bengal, and I guess it was a tough season last year. I know, obviously, moving on from Martin Lewis, but you have been a consistent playoff contender in recent times. What are you targeting? Where do you think would enhance your chances of battling on and maybe being a contender in the tough division that you are in?
Yeah, I mean, we've made quite a few pickups this off season, so we've picked up a guard from the Bills. So our offensive line looks to be building. I think we've got a good wide receiver core. We've got AJ Green and Tyler Boyd, who could be spectacular together. I don't think we target quarterback. I think Andy Dalton's going to have at least another season with the new head coach. But I think this year we go linebacker in the first round. And I quite like Gary out of Michigan. Mm-hmm. So he seems to be one of the standout linebackers in the draft this year. And I think if we go linebacker, that will strengthen up our defence a little bit where we need it. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we have another good season. But it's all changing, so I'm not holding out much hope, but we'll have to see.
Are you kidding me? I love this time of year. Every team has hope, has faith. That one acquisition, that one trade, and you're a Super Bowl contender, and then you get into kind of the meat of the season. It's Patriots versus whoever. We'll find out. But my final point to you before we drill into cheaters is you mentioned the Bills there in connection to the Bengals trade scenario. They're all over the international sporting arena at the moment because they've picked up Christian Wade, in ex-England international rugby star. There's few and far between who've made that transition all the way to the highest level of the NFL. What difficulties and pressures is he going to face? Is this just one of those kind of PR-type build-up exposure moves? Or do you think Wade has a chance of being a player in the NFL?
Wade clearly has the athletic ability that transitions across to the NFL. The problem he's going to have is that he's playing up against people that have played it since the age of five. And obviously, when you have that, you have the relevant skills, you have the relevant knowledge, and Wade is going to come up against that week in, week out, and not necessarily understand the intricacies of some of the terminology that people say, some of the different plays in the playbook, and it's going to be a very, very sharp learning curve for him. I think the Bills are one of these teams that are up and coming and really, really think forward. They had Phoebe Schechter, who was a GB linebacker, go over and be one of the first female coaches in the NFL, mm-hmm. Coach with them. So if there's any team that Wade will fit into, it will be the Bills. But like I said, he's up against other players that have played since the age of five, so it's going to be tough for him. But we'll have to watch and see. And I think he might end up as a practice squad player this year rather than a rostered player. So every team has a practice squad who they train up against, so they don't injure their starting players. And I think he might end up on a practice roster squad. But we'll have to see. And I think he's got the potential. He's definitely got the skills. And if he can transition those into the NFL and understand all the intricacies that go into playing the game, then he'll be absolutely fine.
Exciting stuff. Obviously, you mentioned practice squad there. The practicing for the Cheetahs is now over. Sunday, it gets real. Champions last year. Again, I'm loving the fact that the dreaded Dreadnoughts are again going to be the nemesis this season. I bet you guys already know when that fixture is. But it gets underway on Sunday against the Berkshire Renegades. What have you seen from them on film? And what are your thoughts? How important is it to get off to a bang?
Yeah, so on film, they look really good. They have a relatively solid defense. Their offense is very run-heavy, and they have some big and good running backs. So it's going to be a tough physical game. I think if we can match their physicality level, then we stand a really good chance of winning. We've had some really good pickups in the off-season this year, so we've got a center from who played in college in America. We've got a new right tackle as well on the offensive line. Defensively, we've had a few people leave, but then we've gained some people from the local Hampshire University. So we've been having a really good off season in terms of pickups this year. And if those players can again learn the playbook and fit into the system quickly, we may have a really successful season. And that starts this Sunday. It's going to be, as I said, a tough battle. But if we come out on the winning side of that, then that sets us up really well for the rest of the season and gives us the confidence to go into each game. And as you mentioned, the Portsmouth Dreadnoughts, they come to us on the 5th of May, which is our second game of the season, and that's going to be another slogfest as we had last year. But if we can get off to a good start, then that, as I said, that sets the platform for the rest of the season. And fingers crossed, then we build on that and get better throughout the season. And who knows where it will take us.
One play at a time, as the Belichick mantra is, and as you guys understand, and that's what took you to the championship last year. We at Verum Sports are going to follow you every snap of the way. Luke, remind us, how can we get involved? Where can we find you on social media and online?
Yep, so we've got our Facebook page and our Instagram page and our Twitter pages, and most of those are / Hearts Cheetahs. We have our website, which is www.harpshirecheetahs.com, and there's lots of information on there about some of the upcoming games and information about how you can get involved, whether playing, coaching or volunteering. And we're really happy to hear from anyone who wants to get involved, so please drop us an email and we'll reply as soon as we can.
Hey, seriously, do get involved. They're great guys. I was lucky to train with them a few weeks ago. Get clattered about. They were champions last year. We'll find out if they can be victorious throughout 2019. It gets real on Sunday. Luke Clark, have a great season. Appreciate your time as always.
Lovely. Thanks, Tony.